David Bowie, Life on Mars? Question mark. The 2016 mix. And to answer the question for us all is the one and only Curtis Schmidt, the general manager of Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. He joins us every Wednesday about this time. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. And what's the question?
Is there life on Mars?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
We might even be sending some people there.
There you go.
I won't name any names.
All right, anyway. But there's there's definitely a robot roaming around up there.
Oh, yeah.
Or two.
Or two, or
yeah.
Three.
Never know.
So how are you doing this morning? Great morning.
Everything's good. A little gray, but we'll get over that.
Yeah, hey, it's getting warmer.
Yeah, we
today
like that.
Today it's going to be like 50-something.
Yeah, it's packed with wind, which always makes it fun.
Well, yeah, a little rain this afternoon.
Yeah.
We need to wash that dirty snow away anyhow.
Yeah.
So let's get on with that, and hopefully we're done with winter, and we can start planting our gardens.
Yeah, and now that it's breakfast time, you got something to say about breakfast?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We're talking about a program called Farm to School.
Uh-huh.
Which this program basically supports farmers in the Hudson Valley and New York State, and they bring fresh, nutritious food to all the students in the schools.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. We had a breakfast recognizing the expansion of that program.
Mm.
Locally, it was held at the Cold Spring Early Learning Center that's out in the town of Stanford. This is February 27th. And the breakfast was recognizing the successful expansion efforts involving the farms and schools at the breakfast celebration. And this is all handled or pushed by Food Director Larry Anthony. He is the food director at the Pine Plains, Red Hook, and Rhinebeck school districts. He's been working on this program for several years.
Mm.
So that was a great presentation. Check that out in the Northern and Southern Dutchess News.
All right. And
then you
got some news for the birds?
For the birds, yeah. It's for the people who tend the birds. It's not, but it does involve the birds.
Okay.
Since we're talking about farms, I think you've probably heard of the, most of us have heard of the bird flu.
Yeah.
That's all over the country, kind of. And it's basically called HPAI, Highly Pathogenic Avian Influenza, bird flu. So in light of that, the Cornell Cooperative Extension's Livestock Program Work Team, they are responding with two webinars, educational webinars for small flock owners. Those webinars are going to focus on providing research-based information about the state of HPAI and avian disease in small flocks and how to get started in even raising laying hens and all of, poultry health. These are going to be held on March 11, March 18. They're webinars, and check out our papers because we'll give you the codes that you can plug into your computer so you can watch watch the webinars and learn.
That's great, because it's hard to put little masks on little chickens.
Yeah, and their beaks probably go right through them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we're going to go do a little sports now.
Okay.
Because this is like, this is March, so it's March Madness.
Yeah.
It's when all the basketball teams hold their big tournaments, and it's happening locally. We have Marist University basketball teams, men and women.
Wow.
Yeah, to the delight of the Red Foxes fans.
Yeah.
They've been, setting records all season long, so now they're both involved in their MAC tournaments.
Wow.
MAAC, Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference Championships. And if they win, and they're the top seeds, they should win, but they could clinch automatic bids to the 2025 NCAA tournament.
Wow, go Red Foxes.
They can be in the, what they call, the Big Dance.
That's great.
And we're going to do one step down.
All right.
As far as, types of schools. But the Dutchess Community College men's basketball team, they're the top team in the NJCAA Division III, National Junior College Athletic Association. And they're not slowing down. They are the number one seed.
Wow.
They're going all since October, going now to spring. They steamrolled to the regional championship, and now they are headed to the national championship tournament. That's going to begin March 12th at Herkimer College.
Wow. Well, go Falcons. That's
go
great.
Falcons. Yeah, yeah. And since we're talking sports.
All right.
Just
baseball?
One more item.
Okay.
Baseball.
All right.
Well, kind of baseball. Kind of baseball.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the Renegades, they are like one of the top teams in minor league baseball, have
yeah.
been for several years, but they're also a top team in, you know, how would I say, you know, in between inning stuff, okay?
Okay.
Entertainment.
Right.
So they're
going
to become the first team ever.
Okay.
Okay? To stage an original musical during a game.
Uh-huh.
Like, really? Now, wait a minute.
Tell me
okay.
more.
Anyway, they're going to make history, and this is going to be, it's a still to be named Renegades musical. Will be performed on August the 6th when the Renegades host the Brooklyn Cyclones at 6:35.
Huh.
This is going to be done in between innings, and not sure how it's going to fly, but that's what the plan is. And this is all part of their, you know, promotional schedule package. And we're also running schedules on that. So check out the papers. This musical is going to be written for the Renegades by Dwayne Joseph Olson. He's a theatrical creator from Highland, New York. So check that out.
That would be a very interesting day of entertainment.
Yeah.
Because in between, you know, the teams go off the field, they come back on the field. As a spectator of sports, you're sitting there, you know, waiting for action. The pitcher warms up, and then before you know it, here's the pitch. And in between, that could be 5-6 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
They can get probably a song
10.
Or two in.
Yeah, an original musical, like theatrical musical.
Yeah.
You know, so have singers, dancers.
Down the aisles, in the stands. It's probably going to be very cool.
Oh, yeah. I might check that one out.
Yeah, I might be your plus one.
So we're going to do a little history now.
Okay.
Okay. Did you ever think there was a whaling company in Poughkeepsie?
In Poughkeepsie. Where would the whales be that the whaling company would come?
Okay.
I'm just checking.
They weren't that close.
Maybe up the Hudson?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But this is from the Dutchess County Historical Society.
Wow.
Bill Jeffway, he's the director. He notes that the society recently received a ship log from 1839 to 1840, with great information about the Dutchess Whaling Company and its dock near Upper Landing Park in Poughkeepsie. The Hudson was a great, you know, deep water port. This is from like 1839, 1840, okay?
Yeah.
And obviously the Hudson, you would, you know, dock at the Hudson, and you would go, you know, down to the city and then out to the Atlantic.
Huh.
And voyages took over 3 months. You know, you're going as far as Madagascar off the coast of Africa. And quite interesting, you know, you've got a ship's log. So you're doing like a day-by-day thing, following them for like a trip.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they find any whales?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Okay, just making sure.
In 1839, 1840.
Wow.
They wouldn't have, if they couldn't find whales, I don't think they would go.
Or have a log. Yeah.
Yeah. A ship's log, yeah.
All right.
This is really interesting. So it's called Decoding with the Dutchess County Historical Society. That's every other week in the paper.
Cool.
So, yeah, very cool. And now, last item for all you theater goers, we have county players down in Wappingers Falls. They always print out, you know, great plays and so on, but they also have a, what they call CP2, you know, County Players 2 series mini festivals. Okay? So the next one's going to be from March 7 to March 9 at the theater. These are reading, you know, just reading festival. The first one is called The Witch, directed by Kit Colburn, Friday, March 7 at 8, Saturday at 2. It's called An Utterly Spellbinding. A charming devil arrives in a quiet village to bargain for the souls of its residents. Okay. That should get you going.
Yeah.
And reading number two is called The Burdens, B-U-R-D-E-N-S, The Burdens, by Matt Schatz, Matt Andrews. This is Saturday at 8 on March 8, Sunday at 2, March 9. It's called A Dark Family Comedy, a contemporary play with multi-generational themes and a wicked sense of humor. And do you know people with wicked senses of humor? I do.
None.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you do.
I know people with senses of humor, but wicked.
Wicked sense of humor. Mm. Like, that guy's strange, okay?
Yeah. I don't hang with those people.
Okay. Well, we don't, but you run into them.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So,
Curtis, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And how can people pick up a paper, and can they read them online?
Oh, yeah. They can do both. They're all out there. We do our deliveries on Tuesday. I'm coordinator, and we get them all out there, 300 locations.
All right.
And, over 300. Oh, my God. And then if you have to be stuck inside, I mean, you can go out and get them, you know, patronize your small mom-and-pop businesses.
Yeah.
But if you're stuck inside, go to sduchessnews.com, click on the paper of your choice, pull it up in PDF format, read all about it.
All right. Well,
looks
Curtis,
just like the paper.
Thank you. In PDF format. Yeah, you could blow up the type.
Yeah.
Love
I mean,
it.
Maybe make it larger.
Oh.
Blow it up. I know. Take words literally, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Curtis, all the best, and
okay.
We'll catch you next Wednesday, 9:05-ish, and every Wednesday. And folks, pick up a paper, read all about what's happening in your backyard. Curtis, the best to your staff and to you. Till next week. Bye.
Bye. Okay, thank you, and best to all the KZE listeners.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
The name you know.